Our next speaker, also from Team StarKid, this gentleman also has a web series that he thinks you would all enjoy, and I'm sure that is true, at GameBrosWebSeries.com. That is Game Bros, the opposite, or actually the people Trin just talked about. This is Daniel Strauss.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I've got to keep this quick because I just found out Mick Foley is here, and I need to go cry in his arms and tell him about how watching him fall off the Hell in a Cell changed my life forever. But I'll get to that eventually. This is crazy, but this is the first Comic-Con I've ever been to in my life, which is nuts because I love comic books. You know, I love superheroes. Really, I just love being around so many people who are so mad at Ben Affleck. You know, for something we haven't even seen him do yet, but it's palpable, so it's really nice to be around that. I think that two things that really go hand in hand are comic books and video games. Does anybody here play video games? Okay, I figured that was pretty safe. It's kind of a safe. It's kind of like getting on stage at like a Brody convention and being like, does anyone feel like we're not well represented in the media? Yes, okay, yes, we all feel, yes, safe, so figured that was safe. Anyway, so I love video games, but the truth is I was not allowed to have a video game system until my bar mitzvah. Now, if you're not familiar with a bar mitzvah, that's when Jewish parents torture their 13-year-old child by having him get on stage and sing in a language he can barely speak or read in front of everyone he's ever known. So it's a fairly traumatic experience, and it explains a lot about why I am the way I am. But the great thing about it is you get a lot of presents, and I got a PS1, the first PlayStation. Which was, the first PlayStation. Yeah, we're on the fourth one now, but it was a thing. And the first game that I got for that PlayStation was called Courier Crisis. Does anyone remember Courier Crisis? Okay, again, a safe bet that no one would remember Courier Crisis. Courier Crisis was a game that let you finally step into the exciting role of bicycle parcel delivery. You would pick up a package, and then you would have to take your bike and take it to the person who needed it. It was kind of like Crazy Taxi, except it sucked. I think my aunt got it for me because it was the only game she could find with an E rating on it. But, like, the funny thing about Courier Crisis was that the way that the levels got harder is you just had to bike through worse and worse neighborhoods. Like, you started off just like downtown San Francisco. I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And then by like level 4, you like, there's dogs chasing you. You're biking by abandoned buildings. You can hear gunshots in the distance. It's surprising that the franchise didn't go any further. But a little bit after I got my PlayStation, I got a game that would actually change my life quite a bit, and that game was Final Fantasy VII. If anyone here played Final Fantasy VII, that remains my favorite game. Now, in my house, you could only play video games on weekends. And my parents weren't horribly strict or anything, but, you know, they wanted to protect me from poisoning my eyes with screens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like I do now that I'm a grown-up. So they protected me for a little while. But so Friday night was always Final Fantasy VII night. While everybody else was going out and partying and doing terrible things to their body, I was in my basement just posting up in front of this television set from, like, 1983. And this is 97, so my folks had a chance to update. I'm not entirely sure how the PlayStation was able to connect with this television. It was that old. But I would just sit down there just falling more and more in love with the game. Now, Final Fantasy VII was the first RPG that I ever played. So because of, like I said, I wasn't able to get a system until I was 13. So because of that, I had to learn everything about how a Final Fantasy game works from the ground up. Like, you know, how do you level up? How do limit breaks work? What is a sword? You know, these are all things that I had to learn through playing the game. So as I was playing the game, I got to the first dungeon, the first Mako reactor, and two of my characters died in battle. Their HP hit zero. And I was just like, man, that is so lame. Like, they're done. I can't bring them back. These potions I'm throwing at them aren't doing anything. I'm just wasting potions. I guess that's it. These guys are dead, and they just don't come back. And that's how it works. Now, I did have about 5 or 6 Phoenix Downs in my possession, but there is no way that just on a guess I would be like, what do you think brings a character back to life? Probably a Phoenix Down. A potion gives you more life. Okay, a high potion, a little more life points. A soft cures petrified. A Phoenix Down brings a kid. What was wrong with life juice? Resurrection sauce? Was that taken? Get up and go glug? None of these things were available? I mean, Phoenix Down is what they should have called the third X-Men movie. That thing was brutal. They dragged that character down. I hate it. Can I just say one thing about that? This is a bit of a tangent. Anybody remember when Cyclops dies off-screen in that movie? And, like, nobody cares until, like, a half hour later when Wolverine is like, "Hey, wait a minute, where's Cyclops?" It's like, yeah. Where's the guy who leads our team? It's not like some schlub, like, disappeared, just, like, wandered up. Just one of the students. He can turn his finger into a stick. Like, no, it's like the leader of the X-Men just, like, wandered off and never came back. And everyone's like, "It's chill." Because people hate Cyclops. Why does everybody hate Cyclops? Like, I get it. He's done a few bad things lately. But, like, to me, Joss Whedon is, like, the only guy out there who can still write Cyclops. And he wrote him like a bad motherfucker. And that Astonishing line. So I love that. I'm a big Cyclops fan, so everybody can send me hate mail for that. Anyway, getting back to the topic, which I've completely strayed from. It took me 6 full months to beat Final Fantasy VII, which is admittedly pathetic. I was playing every weekend and sometimes on Thursdays if my parents weren't around, but I learned the importance of sticking to it. I learned the importance of working hard at something. I learned to become extremely invested in the mating procedures of fictional birds. Far more invested than anyone should be about making sure the right two birds hump each other. But what I really learned, if I have to take one thing away, is that there's no reason to pour hours of your life into making sure that all of your characters get their level 4 limit break before the end of this one. Because one of them will probably die. And even a Phoenix Down will not bring her back. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I think Cyclops is okay. I think Ed Brubaker wrote a pretty solid Cyclops myself. Also, Final Fantasy VI is my first RPG love. It's still my favorite. But 7 is...